This American Life, Saturday mornings at 6 and Sunday morning at 9 on KUAF 91.3 FM. Local support for Ozarks at Large comes from Malco Theaters, offering the gift of entertainment all year round for all occasions. Malco gift cards and gift books are available at all locations and online at malco.com. Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor says the so-called Gang of Six plan appears to be Washington's best chance to solve the debt crisis. The senator says he was among the first to sign on to the $3.7 trillion deficit reduction deal negotiated by a bipartisan group of senators. The Arkansas Democrat says the plan is a fair mixture of spending cuts and new revenues.
The American people know that we need to deal with this, and we need to do it in a real way. And that's why I think the Gang of Six plan is the best, most balanced, most bipartisan, most comprehensive plan that we have. So I think it's the best one out there, and if there's a better one, I'd like to see it.
Pryor says the only problem is passing the Gang of Six plan before time runs out. He says an August 2nd deadline for raising the debt ceiling is real, and there will be trouble, he says, if Congress fails to act by that date.
The first Arkansas and China Business Summit is taking place today at University of Central Arkansas College of Business in Conway. Mike Casey, the Associate Dean of UCA's College of Business, says guest speakers are discussing ways Arkansas and China can benefit from each other through increased trading.
If we're talking about exporting products, which is one of the focuses of this, we have to manufacture or grow those if they're agricultural products. That's going to create opportunities. If we're talking about importing products, and that's going to put Arkansans to work in terms of the retail side and distribution over here and things of that nature too.
The forum features guest speakers from several Arkansas companies such as Walmart, Tyson, and Axiom. Governor Beebe and a representative from the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. are also expected to address the forum. Topics of discussion include the Chinese legal and political system, practical guidance on importing and exporting, and networking resources to help Arkansas businesses.
And Governor Ike Beebe and other local leaders are partnering under Share Our Strength, a national hunger-fighting organization, to combat child hunger in Arkansas. 25% of the state's children live below the poverty line. It's the highest rate of hungry children in the country. As part of the effort, Tyson and Walmart are making donations that will aid lunch programs like those run by Reverend Hezekiah Stewart.
As you reduce hunger, you're going to reduce crime. You're going to reduce the problems we have in education. You're going to reduce problems we have in our homes. It's just going to have a major impact straight across the board and all of the social issues that we confronted with today.
Reverend Stewart's programs say they feed 2,000 children a day.
The excessive heat warning for part of the listening area has been extended until Sunday night. Highs today and tomorrow in Fort Smith are expected to be around 105, with heat index readings of 110 or 111. In Northwest Arkansas, highs the next few days are expected to reach into the upper 90s, and heat index values should be around 104.